Yes.
Hi, James. This is Sarah with Family First. I see you tried to call. I was on the other line.
At this point, like I'm ready. Like I'm just tired of games and nonsense. I don't have time for this. I don't mean to be like rude or unprofessional, but the guy he gave me the what number was? Hold on, give me 1 second. I mean, it's like if he gave me the wrong number, then he should have just said, "Oh, well, my apologies, Mr. Hines. I gave you the wrong number to get through." Because he's telling me, "Hey, call Family Home Care to get the onboarding and all of that together, you know, for the client." I've been trying to call y'all to talk to somebody for like the past week. This is ridiculous.
My coworker said she's been working with you to onboard with for Sophia Coleman also.
See. This is the communication because I talked to the guy, Isaiah Thomas. Do you know who that is?
Yes, I do.
First, he told me Sophia. Then when he called me earlier, he's saying, well, things change. You're going to have Bernadette White. Like, what kind of games are we playing here? I've never had to go through this with a home health agency.
Yeah. Isaiah Thomas was a client. He doesn't work here.
No, I understand he doesn't work here, but like he's a what's it like Noble Solutions? Y'all are affiliated with them, right?
No.
Wait, what?
No, we're not affiliated. I mean, no, I don't know who this person.
So who is this Isaiah? Who you have no idea who he is?
No, I've spoken to him as a client before, but not. I'm gonna look it up. I know I've spoken to an Isaiah Thomas before. Let me see what the reasoning was.
All of this is really skeptical. Like this
yeah,
doesn't make
is.
Any
it
sense.
It is sketchy. Not for. I mean, because the reason we needed to get a new caregiver for Bernadette White is because of some fraud issues with her current caregiver. So now I'm kind of nervous as to who's sending all of these clients over to us. Yeah, Isaiah Thomas is a client of ours. He is. Nothing other than a client.
Okay.
So
well, okay. All right. Well, he gave me, because like I said, I've been trying to get through to y'all for like the past week. He gave me 267-551-7400. That's the number he gave me.
Yeah. That's our main line. And then it goes. You have to press, like, what you're calling for.
I press 2, and then I press 2 again, and it just keeps sending me to the voicemail. It's done that every single time I call.
I don't know what 2 is. I'm sorry. Yeah, I apologize for that, but this is my direct number. You know, we're on the phone all day, so it's possible. Like, we'll always see that you called, and you can always text us before calling. So you are not familiar with these patients?
I work for a current agency right now. I actually just got home. Isaiah called me while I was at the client house. That's when he was telling me everything about, this changes from Sophia to Bernadette. And the other lady at the office that they're at International Plaza, they gave me like the bank name, Skylight, and then the account and the routing number and all of that.
What?
Just to give you a heads up, I actually submitted. The only documents I didn't submit was my physical and TB test. I forgot to submit that, but I submitted everything else already.
Who would you submit them to?
This lady named Erica. She sent me like
Erica?
the same text messages you sent me. She sent me that the other day, and I submitted those documents already.
Yes, Erica works with me, uh-huh, and she's the one who told me she's onboarding you for Sophia Coleman, so that's why I'm confused about this. So, and I'm not sure why Isaiah Thomas is involved at all, and what was the name of the company?
Wait, I got his Isaiah Thomas, Nice and Noble Solutions Home Care Agency.
Do you have a phone number for that?
I got his. I have his direct number that he's been calling me from.
All right. What is that?
Give me 1 second.
Thank you.
267-730-2321.
Okay. All right. James, I'm going to look into this because I'm not liking the way this is sounding. I can guarantee.
Right. And then with them, they made me sign a waiver. Like a job or an employer has never, ever made me sign a waiver. So I'm skeptical about that, too.
Well, the waiver is because they requested you as a caregiver. Do you have a background?
What do you mean, like a criminal background?
Yeah.
No.
Well, that would be the only reason you would sign a waiver is if you have a criminal background. If you have a criminal background and the caregiver is requesting you and only you to be their caregiver, we just need to have you guys both sign a waiver in order to say, yes, I'm aware of the background and I still want him to work with me, things like that. So that's the only
No, I do. I do not have a. You can run my. I have no problem with the company.
That's what I'm saying. If we didn't give you the waiver, I don't know what this is all about, but I'm getting very.
I was skeptical about it when they had me signing. I'm just like,
Yeah, I mean, we are a legitimate home care agency. We've been around for years, and just this past week, I have been getting calls from Keystone Investigations Unit and the state investigating certain clients of ours and caregivers. So those clients have been pulled, but now I'm afraid that they're bringing in new clients that are not on the up and up. So I'm going to need to talk to my administrator about this because, I mean...
He said something about, hey, if you sign this waiver, I get a percentage or like something that he was talking about. And I'm just like, this is crazy.
No. I'm so upset right now for you, for everybody who is getting scammed by this guy. Oh, and they gave you a routing number and a bank account number.
It says Skylight. Do you know what that is?
No. I'm going to assume that they are directly depositing the check from us into that account, taking a percentage out, and then paying you out of that, which is crazy.
Isn't that illegal?
It's very illegal, and I'm really going to have to contact somebody immediately and figure this out. So we could definitely hire you. Don't use any... other bank account information, don't sign anything, and I'm gonna figure this out and get to the bottom of it. I will definitely give you a call back, okay?
Okay.
I do appreciate your candor, though. Thank you so much, and hopefully we can get to the bottom of this.
All righty, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.